Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, download the mobile app, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Browns, and on Instagram at Official Browns. You know, earlier in the show, Solomon Wilcots joined us. He'll be calling the game once again for CBS and said, you know, nobody runs on the Steelers. And I'm going to say I don't necessarily believe that. The Steelers this year giving up 104.8 running back rushing yards a game. I like to use that to isolate how they do against other real traditional run plays. Since the Browns aren't running a read option, the quarterback rushing yards don't need to factor into their overall performance. But 104.8 running back rushing yards per game. That's eighth most in the National Football League. They're giving up 4 yards per carry. They've given up 1.2 running back rushing touchdowns per game this season, third most in the NFL. So running backs have had a great deal of success against this Steelers team. And if you were to look back four straight games, running backs have averaged in those last four games well over 100 yards rushing. Four times this season, running backs have rushed for more than 100 yards against the Steelers. The last 3 weeks, they've given up 198 to the Patriots, 78 to the Bills, 80 to the Lions in that mutter type of a game there. So this is a team that you can run against. And as we were discussing, the weather forecast being what it is currently, calling for 20 degrees, extreme cold, some wind, this is going to be a game that the Browns are going to have to run the football in order to win.
I expect the Browns team to run successfully. Now, I'm going to keep the definition of successfully a little open here because given that they've not run and had any success with the running game all season, who knows? But I do think it is at least the starting point of this offense rekindling or getting back to something it was prior to that Cincinnati game. Because the Cincinnati game, if that's kind of a malaise. When you think about it, that's the malaise we've seen too many times before where there was little chance of this offense generating much of anything. Yes, again, I didn't miss that 74-yard touchdown pass to Josh Gordon. That matters. That's a threat. That is something the defense has to think about. All that stuff is fine, but on a consistent down-to-down basis and grinding it out. And again, the breakaway run by Chris Obanaya was significant, but it didn't speak to what you need on a down-in and down-out basis to convince the opponent that you've got that threat to make play action work, to make those big plays that you can hopefully gather from the running play successful. And here's the other thing. The Browns set up the run with the throw. That is always going to be the MO of North Turner and Rob Chudzinski. That's not changing, but having said that, you better have some ability not only to close out games, but in the early part of games, to run well enough to give the defense something else to think about.
Just you got to make them think about it. It's exactly right. You cannot limit your effectiveness to 50% of your offensive playbook, and that being just the pass. You need to be able to have the run, even if for nothing else in the play action. And I don't mind when people say, yeah, but if you take away that one run. Well, a lot of ground games are based on, let's plug it in there, and we're going to break one. So that's fine with me, because when you get a chunk play on a run, they're going to think about the run a little bit more. We want to see that this week. We'll need to see that this week, given the conditions, given the opponent. The Steelers have actually been much tougher against the pass prior to the last 3 weeks when they ran into two of the better passing offenses in the NFL, the New England Patriots in what was without question their best passing day of the year, and then Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson, who are quite frankly throwing the football on everybody. They did it against the Browns, and in that game, Calvin Johnson was neutralized. Why? Because Joe Hayden's playing the best quarterback in football, number one receivers averaging just 37 yards per game against him. And again, he has played the best in the league. If you look at the receivers this season in terms of the most yards receiving per game, Calvin Johnson is in the top five. A.J. Green is in the top five, who he's faced twice. And now he'll face the guy sitting at number three, Antonio Brown. Another big-time matchup for Joe Hayden.
Can I read a little fan mail that we just got?
Yes. I'm sure it's going to be glowing.
Just got this from Twitter. It's from ATWood09. And he addresses it to at Craig Karmazin. Craig Karmazin, by the way, is the top dog over at ESPN 850 WKNR. Did this deal, as maybe most of you are aware, Cleveland Browns Daily, part of a partnership between the Browns and KNR. And Craig Karmazin was an instrumental part of putting this all together. This started back in 2011 and obviously continued now with Nathan and yours truly on this show. So he addresses this to at Craig Karmazin, and he says, how much longer will you put the worst show of any format on the air? Question mark. He says, at Vic Carucci, I guess that's me, and Co, I think that's you,
yeah,
are so bad, hashtag the worst.
Wow. Well, thank you.
That's thank nice. You so much for that, AT109. But I'm glad you're listening enough to know that we're the worst.
Yeah.
And we're striving
if you're gonna
to do that.
Listen, it's more important to elicit any reaction. And if you're going to be bad at something, I want to be the worst.
Let's be the worst. Yeah, don't be half-assed bad.
Yeah, I want to go.
Let's suck all the way.
All the way.
Because this guy obviously feels that. But, again, appreciate the listen. And, you know, I'm glad. I hope Craig Karmazin reads your tweet as well. You know, he's part of the partnership. The Browns might have something to say about that, too. Hey, who knows? You never know. Day to day, I walk in. If my key works and I get in the door, I'm good. If it doesn't, I drive that Liberty Ford that I have back to the condo and chill out with the dog.
There you go.
Coach, the dog.
There you go.
All right, we've got, what do we got coming up here? We've got good stuff. We're going to hear from T.J. Ward. What do you think about that, AT109? Would you like to hear from T.J. Ward sitting down with Jameer Howerton? That might boost the ratings. And then you're going to hear also from Gerard Cherry. I know he's going to love that because there's no way Gerard Cherry is part of the worst show of any format on the air. Gerard would not have that. And he's allowing himself to join
And neither are we, quite frankly.
In worseness.
We're also going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski. We're going to hear from the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Jason Campbell, as they try to put the game against the Cincinnati Bengals behind them and get ready for a big game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. All that and much, much more on your favorite Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by
the
Liberty
worst.
Ford.
The worst. The worst.